Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know, we're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park, and we've given you what you need to know today. We've given you the headlines. We've given you the big story about the merger between Delta and Northwest. We talked to a freelancer about some violence in Somalia in the last couple of days. It's all heavy stuff. So we're going to take a little break from that, and we're going to do something we call the ramble.
A nasal balloon record may have fallen. Washington State teenager Andrew Dahl blew up... This is so funny. Kid blew up 213 balloons with his nose, and he did it in an hour last Friday.
I cannot believe that, actually.
Yeah, flanked by his sport team, also known as his mommy and his daddy. The 13-year-old brought balloons to his nose, plugged one nostril, exhaled vigorously with the other, and tied the balloons off. And I have to tell you, that last bit is very important because young Master Dahl, back in February, sent a video of himself nasally inflating 184 balloons to the Guinness Book of World Records. But they said the attempt, not official, because he hadn't tied the balloons himself. Took no chances on Friday, tying all the balloons himself, having multiple cameras at the event. Friends and family served as witnesses. The only hiccup occurred when his finger began to bleed from tying up so many balloons. Dahl's father, he measured the balloons to make sure they met the minimum diameter of 20 centimeters. Mom kept count. How is he so good at this? Apparently the kid plays trumpet, and he says that he's got the great lung capacity from his trumpet playing. The Dahl family hopes the Guinness Book will certify this attempt as the world record for balloon nasal inflation. In the next few weeks, we'll stay on top of this one.
Congratulations, Andrew. So a young Utah couple... No, I'm going to rewind here. A young Utah sales rep is suing his former employees. Why? For waterboarding him.
His bosses waterboarded him?
Yeah. Okay, stay with me here. This is a very interesting story. The suit will determine if the waterboarding was torture or, get this, team building. According to the Washington Post, there's this general agreement that Chad Hudgens was waterboarded, okay? Everyone understands that he was. He'd volunteered for this so-called team-building exercise, and he laid on his back with his head downhill. His coworkers pinned him down, and his supervisor poured water from a gallon jug over his nose and his mouth. The supervisor then told the sales team, okay, he was at a team-building exercise, and they were doing this to him. The guy who was in charge said, quote, "You saw how hard Chad fought for air right there. I want you to go back inside and fight that hard to make sales."
Whatever happened to the trust fall? Jeez.
You know what happened to the trust fall? I actually read a study about this. Americans got too fat to do the trust fall. I'm not even kidding you. I am not even kidding you. Anyway, getting back to the waterboarding team building exercise, Hudgens was working for Prosper, an organization that sells workplace coaching and training services. Prosper maintains that what the supervisor did was unauthorized, but that it falls short of torture. So clearly the debate about whether waterboarding is torture has gone now to Utah team building camp.
That is a crazy story.
I know.
Possums do it. Dogs do it when you tell them to. A new study finds that fire ants play dead too. Researchers from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, have found that when ants from an attacking colony come up to check young fire ants, check them out, the youngins, they curl up and they play dead. When the enemies are gone, they uncurl, dust themselves off, walk away.
Snicker, snicker.
Now, here's the funny thing. It's only the young ones that do it. Middle-aged ants, they tend to flee. And the old ants attack.
Now, that's interesting.
Debbie Cassell, an evolutionary biologist who led the study, says, and this is her quote, "All worker ants are sterile females, so it's the cranky old ladies who are the ones fighting to the death," end quote.
That's fun. Okay, lastly, a clerk at the cigarette outlet in Des Moines, Iowa, foiled a would-be robber by pelting the alleged thief with chewing tobacco. Yep. It happened. Authorities say the suspect flashed a knife and forced an employee to the floor. He then demanded that this clerk, Ruth Wright, hand over the cash, which was clearly a big mistake. You do not mess with Ruth. She flung two cans of chewing tobacco at him, and one struck him in the face. And a customer then tackled the man. Then he broke free and fled. Now, the Des Moines Register says the stuff in the cans was chewing tobacco, but our producer, Mark Garrison, points out that chewing tobacco usually comes in soft pouches. Tins contain dip or snuff. Not so sure why Mark knows that, but
yeah, that
Catch a Ramble, folks. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.